Don't call me a mother, she says, even though she is a mother. And not surprising, you know, they do something makes news like this. Grimes, the woman who is with Elon Musk. The kid doesn't call her mama. Kid calls her Claire.
It just makes me so annoyed.
Why do you just have to thing? You know?
It's like, why? Like, you're a mother.
Listen, free expression. You know, I get some people don't like certain labels.
And I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of women out there who would die to be called mom.
Whoa.
And,
right.
You know, who would be like, who
That's
are struggling
point.
To become moms and are doing everything in their possible whatever to right. become moms. And then you're going
to
be
go
like.
Through the heartbreaking.
Of losing a child or realizing that you can't have a baby or going through all the things like, and it's like, come on.
Like, no, I don't like that label. I don't know.
I don't know.
There are some people who don't like to be called certain things, okay?
Yeah.
Well, like, my mom doesn't want to be called grandma. She's called Toots. She wants to be called Toots.
But that's also
I'm
a normal
kidding.
Thing.
Her name is Toots. Like, so, Lila and Brody call her Toots.
They won't, but if they call her grandma, she just ignores them?
She tried to start, like, when they were, like, you know, up to the age of, like, two. You know, when they were starting to talk, they were starting to, and she just hated it that much. So she changed her name to Toots. Like, her grandmother name is Toots.
My grandmother was
some are Nana, some are Nana. Hers is Toots.
My grandmother was like, if you called her Grammy, it was like an insult. Her name was Buddy. And it was spelled with an IE, not a Y. That was also, if you spelled it wrong, you were in trouble.
Like BUDDIE?
That's it. Buddy Barth.
I called my grandmother was Bubba.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like Apple Tree, you know, like with my mom and her mom.
Bubba.
Bubba. I called my grandmother Bubba.
Yeah.
Let me just call it.
Was
hey, Bub.
Ever in prison?
No. Well,
Bubba. Then we don't know.
Wait a minute.
So, not that I'm aware of.
Still finding things out.
She was a tough woman. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Do you have any teardrop tattoos?
She was the head of cell block C, Bubba.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll never forget the day I found Bubba's shank.
Today's weather is brought to you by Bubba.
Bubba! Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Okay. 7-9 Coast. A lot of people have those things. Okay, I didn't know there were that many grandmas who didn't want to be called grandma.
I would say, I don't know if it's a majority, but anyway, I think it's more common in the grandmother community.
Okay.
I don't know how else to describe it.
The grandmother community?
Yeah.
Is that like next
to
Piper Shores?
Is that who you roll with, Kelly?
The grandmother community?
You know, with my people, you know.
Yeah, when I'm rolling with my peeps.
Come on, when I'm hanging out with Buddy Bubba and Toots.
Grab your jazzy. You
know. A lot of us are literally rolling. 7-9 Coast, 792-6278. They see me rolling. 792-6278. Okay, it's that thing you just don't want to be called. Don't call me blank. I know for a lot of women, it's ma'am.
Don't call me weatherman. Call me meteorologist.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. So kidding. But that is a thing in my circle.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Your circle?
Yeah. I got a 4-year degree. You better call me meteorologist. Well, whatever.
Oh, God.
I don't care about that.
Okay. I don't care about that, says the guy who calls himself chief meteorologist.
You're the one who...
No. That was because we were told... We were told by Channel 6, whenever you refer to Todd, you must refer to him as chief meteorologist.
Demands respect. Demands right. And
wow,
gets
he walks
it.
Into a room, this guy, with that thick neck. And I'm like, that's a meteorologist.
Thick neck. Look, it's Bubba's grandson. Okay, 7-9 Coast, 792-6278. You don't call him weatherman. Understood?
Yeah, I'm your weatherman.
No, it's meteorologist.
Meteorologist to you.
Hey, Monica.
Hi.
Don't call me blank.
So, I know a lot of people in my profession don't like being called vampires.
Vampires?
What is your profession?
Ooh.
I'm a phlebotomist.
Yeah.
I'm a phlebotomist.
What is that?
They take blood
in the labs. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, well...
Yeah.
We just say it like that.
I'm sorry, Larry.
I draw blood. That's how I make my money.
But wait a minute. So how many people are calling them vampires?
A lot.
You would be surprised. Like, yesterday, my first patient of the morning was like, oh, it's the blood lady. And I'm like, at least it's not vampire. Like
the blood lady.
Yeah.
Oh, the blood lady.
What we need today is young blood.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Monica.
Thank you.
yourself the next time you go for your labs.
Yeah.
Don't call him a vampire. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
What do you not want to be called?
I don't like to be called Sweetie.
Sweetie.
It's very generic for elderly people, but
I say that one.
It doesn't hit right.
I do too.
You say that too, Todd?
I do. Actually, I tagged my kids in my Instagram post, Sweetie, I think, today.
Well, that's your kids. That's okay.
Yeah, I think it depends on who it's coming from.
What if a gay morning radio host were to say goodbye to a listener and say, thanks, have a great day, sweetheart?
Anything.
No. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Nope. No, sweetheart. Okay. Got it.
Okay.